Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower overlooking beautiful Michigan Avenue. It is a Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday will be coming up. And so you can get your requests into DJ Shagrew later on, 312-981-7200. And our regular features, You Big Dummy, Straight Outta Context, Nick D Show Spies, all coming up here on WGN. And we welcome you back to the program. So the spelling bee happened. And the kid, what's the, Vic, what did the kid have to spell?
Let me pull up the word again here, Nick. Okay, it's Merricane. And according to the AP, and I've listened to it, there's actually more audio. But she asked several questions, as many of them do, before spelling the word. You know, what's the origin of the word? What part of the sentence is it? And anyway, a French word from an African geographical name, Merricane.
That's amazing.
It's something, some type of cloth.
And the kid knew that.
She got it.
She got it. Man.
No smile. I've seen the video, too. She's kind of swaying side to side a little bit, thinking it over.
Yeah.
And even when she wins, they give her the trophy, and there's a very small smile that slips across her lips right as she holds it above her head.
I get nervous watching those. I just get really nervous for the kids. I have a real hard time watching it because some of the kids are so young. You know, and I can't spell cat. I have a hard time with that. So I sit on the couch when I watch these things, and I feel so much. My palms get sweaty. I just like, oh, these kids. You know, it makes me crazy.
So I want you to do a little documentary on winners that, you know, where are they now? Type thing.
Yeah. There has been a documentary about the spelling bee.
Okay.
There's been a couple of them, and they're really good. And in fact, my favorite moment in Spelling Bee history, we've played it on the show before. This was from about 10 years ago, maybe? Is there a date on this, Dan?
2008.
Oh, okay. So I was about right. So So this is from 2008, and this is my favorite moment. It's a young boy on stage, and here's the audio from my favorite moment in Spelling Bee history.
Samir Mishra returns.
Numna.
What'd you call me?
Numbnuts? What?
Numbnut.
Numna is a felt or sheepskin pad placed between a horse's back and the saddle to prevent chafing. Can I say it and then you say it?
Yeah.
Numna.
Oh, Numna.
Yeah. You weren't insulting me.
That's a relief. Language of origin, please.
Hindi.
Okay. Numna. Numna. Numnah. Numna.
There you go.
His Numna is enough.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Isn't that the best? I was watching it that night. I was watching it on TV. Numnut? And I think that kid won, if I'm not mistaken. I think that kid ended up winning. That was so funny. I was watching. That was they showed it on. It had to be ABC because Tom Bergeron was one of the commentators, you know. And Tom Bergeron owns ABC at this point. That was fun. But that's just, I don't know how those kids do it. It's amazing. It's amazing. And I can't spell anything unless I write it. And, you know, a lot of the kids use the thing that's around their neck, and they pretend to write it because they can't use a pen. So they actually go through the motion of writing it. And I can't spell anything I can't spell anything at all. I'm a terrible speller.
This is a true story. I was, at the time, I was stationed overseas, and I was flown to the Pentagon to accept an award by the president. And the day I got there to accept the award, they told us that the president was not going to be there. Was about 10 of us getting these awards, and they told us that the president was called away to something else.
Who was the president at the time?
Bill Clinton.
Okay.
And I believe it was the general in charge of one of the major commands that we were all working under. And so he gave us the award. We later found out that, and here's how it ties in, he went instead to go meet the Spelling Bee award winner that year. And we were all really, honestly, all of us were like, that's pretty cool, actually. We were okay with it.
Yeah. That's cool. Again.
Story. And I saw Hillary Clinton in a golf cart going down one of the aisles of the Pentagon. I promise. We all get to the side of the walls, and there goes Hillary Clinton.
Hillary's riding around in the Pentagon?
She was on the back of a golf cart with another general this guy had medals covering his entire chest, and they whizzed by, and then we could all go back to our walking down
the
hall.
That's fantastic. There you go. Add that to the files, Dan. To the file of the guy that Dos Equis was thinking of when they made their ad campaign, Vic Vaughn.
I can't wait to bring that story up when we're at Esmeralda's party so we can impress all of our guests.
That's happening.
Oh, man, that's great. All right. Hey, you guys want to know some fascinating facts about your favorite burger chains? How about that? Did you know that McDonald's feeds 68 million people every day? McDonald's has 37,000 locations in 120 countries and territories that serve about 68 million people per day. It's almost 1% of the entire Earth's population, and it's more than the total number of people living in countries like Great Britain, France, Italy, and Canada. Hey, remember when they used to, you guys maybe don't remember this, you remember when they used to actually have signs on the McDonald's sign that they would count how many millions have been served?
Yes.
And like there'd be a count. They would, you know, change it. But now it just says millions and millions served.
I think it's because they've served us all at this point.
Exactly. Exactly. But there's this movie, and because this is how my brain works, because I'm weird and an idiot. But there's this movie called Mother Jugs and Speed. Has anybody ever heard of this movie? You guys ever heard of it? Mother Jugs and Speed? Dan?
Only because you've talked about
it. Because I've talked about it. It is Bill Cosby, Raquel Welch, and Harvey Keitel, and it's in the 70s. It's a 70s movie, 1977 or 78 or something like that. And it's about this private ambulance company and the crazy people that work for the ambulance company. And so in it, there's a scene where they stop off, you know, for some food, and it's Bill Cosby and his partner at the beginning of the movie is Bruce Davidson, the actor Bruce Davidson. And they go to this, like, sort of shack, and he gets, like, a chili burger with peanut butter on it, Bill Cosby does. And, and he's eating the burger. And then he says to the old guy who's running this little shack, there's a McDonald's next door. And he says, hey, I see that they're up to 3 million already. Well, you better get into gear. But I just remember that was the first time I'd ever seen a joke about how many millions were served. But 68 million a day. 68 million a day. And how about this? McDonald's serves up 75 hamburgers every second. So that right there, 75 hamburgers. Right there, 75 hamburgers. Right there, 75 hamburgers. To give you an idea of exactly how much food McDonald's moves, they serve about 75 hamburgers every second. Putting that into perspective, in the 6 seconds it took for you to read this first sentence, McDonald's sold about 450 hamburgers. It's crazy. One in every 8 American workers have been employed by McDonald's. I was. Anybody else on the team ever work at McDonald's? Am I the only one?
Not me.
Okay. Esmeralda, you never worked at McDonald's?
No. It's only one out of four.
Only one out of four here. it's one out of eight, so we need four more people to come in.
Oh, we got Adam, the engineer.
Yeah, it's I don't five. Think he's ever worked at McDonald's. Yeah, but I did. I worked there for a few years. Through most of my high school. It's estimated that McDonald's employs about 700,000 U.S. workers at any given time with 150% turnover rate. Jeez. Oh, my God. So there you go. And some of the people who have been employed by the company, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Rachel McAdams, Jay Leno, Sharon Stone, and Speaker of the House Paul Ryan all worked at McDonald's. How about that? All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and I've got more. I have more crazy facts about your favorite burger and fast food joints. And then our regular features are coming up as well. It's Straight Outta Context, Nick D Show, Spies, You Big Dummy, and Fly Jams Friday. All right. So we'll take a break. Yeah. Hi. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. The regular Friday features are coming up, and right now we're talking about, I've got some fascinating facts about some of your favorite burger chains and food chains. How about this one? Subway has more locations than McDonald's. How is that possible?
Because they're very little.
Yeah.
They're usually storefronts.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, the one that's by my apartment's in a gas station. It's just like it's essentially just a counter with some space behind it.
The one by my apartment, they pump out air from inside the restaurant, and that smell, just the beautiful aroma just floats down the sidewalk.
There's nothing like the smell of deli meats.
And bread.
Bread, man.
Yeah. The bread, yeah. You know, have you guys ever gone to the Palina Meat Market?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You open the door of that place.
Really?
And inhale. And I want to move in. Just want to move in and breathe that air for the rest of my life.
Okay.
The Palina Meat Market.
Have you ever been to Hagen's Fish
Market? Oh, my God, Vic, please.
I got to go back there. It's been too long. Hagen's, man.
Is Montrose and Central.
You know,
just west of Central on Montrose. And you know, I went to high school at Luther North, right around the corner.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. So Hagen's, please.
I love fish so much that I went to Hagen's and asked him to give me a job so I could learn how to cut them up. And he hired me, and I worked there for about 3 months. Learned how to.
Of course, you did.
Well, I didn't. He didn't authorize me to smoke the fish because that's a task that's handled mostly by family. You know, that's like four generations.
Oh, that place.
Generation.
Yeah, lot of history in that place. Yeah. It's been there forever, and
it's great people.
Consistently great fish in that place.
Oh yes,
consistently.
Yes.
You ever go into the Fish Keg?
Mm-mm.
In Evanston?
No.
Oh man, go.
Okay.
You got to go. You'll love it. The Fish Keg in Evanston.
Can you eat food at Hagen's? Like, can you sit down and eat stuff?
Like a counter.
Oh.
At Hagen's? I've always taken stuff out. I just get a bag full of fried stuff.
They have two tables outside the place.
Yeah.
That's it.
I used to get my stuff from Hagen's.
Actually, damn.
You know, how about this, Vic? I used to get my stuff from Hagen's and then sit at the outside at Toots and eat it.
Really?
Because
back when you were in high school?
Yeah.
There was
a place called Toots. It was an ice cream place right at the corner of Montrose and Central. Yep. And it was just a little shack. It sold hot dogs and stuff, and it was an ice cream joint. Mm-hmm. And they had benches outside, five or six benches out there.
There's still a place there.
I used to go to Hagen's and then walk over and eat it at Toots.
That is cool. You know, I did that while I was working here. And so they all listen to WGN, you know, regularly.
Yeah.
They know you. They know of your show.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they knew you were a customer when you were in high school.
I was a customer after high school. I've been a customer of that place. You know, I mean, we used to hang out right across the street. There was now it's a Walgreens on that corner.
Yes.
There's a Walgreens there now of Montrose and Central.
Northeast corner.
Yeah, that's it. And southeast corner.
Okay.
Of that was a McDonald's, and it was, or not McDonald's, it's a Walgreens now, and it used to be a place called Demetrio's. It was a Euro place.
No, that's there still.
No, it's not.
Yes, there's a Euro place on the southeast corner. On the northeast corner is the Walgreens.
The place that we used to go to was it was where the Walgreens is, and it used to be called Demetrio's, and we used to hang out there. That was our hangout. Like after, like, you know, in my early 20s and stuff, we used to hang out there all the time. If you ever wanted to find me and seven or eight of my friends, always check in at Demetrio's. And it was right across the street from Toots, which was right down the street from Hagen's.
Wow.
So that was like, you could either go, all right, what do we want? What do we want to eat? You want to eat some Euros? You want to go get some fish? You want some ice cream? That was where we hung out. The Montrose Central intersection was, that was my hangout for me and my friends.
Nice. Now, what do you recommend?
Oh, from Hagen's?
Yes.
The fish in there is phenomenal. You got to try the smoked salmon. Smoked salmon.
The smoked salmon is
amazing. Smoke it in a, and it's one of the only, one of the last ones in Chicago that do it the way they do it. It's amazing.
And also the fried shrimp and the fried perch and stuff like that. The fried stuff, you get
and they'll fry anything for you.
They'll fry anything for you, and they put it in a brown bag. You walk out in like a, in a brown paper bag, and you've got the best. Oh, my God.
And fishermen bring their fish in there. Yep. We'll weigh it by pound, and then they can come back the next day and pick it up. We'll smoke it for
them. They'll smoke it. They'll fillet it. Yeah. The place is amazing, and it's been there forever.
Yeah.
Ever.
I want to say the kids that work in there now are fourth generation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised by that. Yeah, it's a great place, Esmeralda. You should check it out, especially if you like. I mean,
it looks good.
It's amazing. And it's old school, you know what I mean? So you know it's good. It's been there forever, and you know, generations of people have been going there. You know, it's like I know families who've had families and descendants all go and have gone to Hagen's for years. It's an amazing place. So, all right. Hey, did you know that Burger King's is called Hungry Jack's in Australia? When Burger King first expanded to Australia in 1971, they found out that the Burger King name had already been trademarked by a takeout restaurant. So the company and Australian franchisee Jack Cowan instead elected to call the fast food joints Hungry Jack's. It's still the name used by all Burger King's in the 390 down under locations. Did you know that celebrities can get gold cards from Burger King for free burgers?
What?
It says celebrities are gifted exclusive gold cards that allow them free burgers for life.
Like, how big of a celebrity you gotta be?
I'm assuming pretty big, because here are the people that have some of them. Hugh Laurie. House himself can get burgers free for life. Jennifer Hudson, George Lucas, Robert Downey Jr., and Jay Leno, even though Jay Leno worked at McDonald's. He said, Jay Leno recounted using his card in a 2008 interview with Ad Age. So I order my food, and the guy says, that's $11. And I say, fine, here you go, and hand him the card. His reaction was amazing. Whoa, where'd you get this? He was not impressed that I was on The Tonight Show or that I was driving a Porsche. He was more impressed with this piece of plastic that I had.
Although, how lame.
Yeah.
I have plenty of money to buy burgers.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But still, gold card. I don't know how famous you have to be. Hey, I'm on the Walk of Fame now. Should I get a gold card from Burger King?
Yeah, you should email
that. That should have come with it, right?
Do you have to like show proof of famousness?
I've got a picture of it on my phone. I got a picture of my plaque in my phone.
You send that in.
Just say, look at this. I'll just show my phone. Look at that.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that'll happen real quick. All right, we got a break, and then a few more facts about your favorite burger joints, and then we'll jump into our regular Friday features. The news is next. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday. We'll commence a little bit later on. DJ Shagru, Esmeralda the Heart Melda, Viggity Viggity Vic, Double Verified Double V, and me, Wiki Wiki Nicky. And you, 312-981-7200. Yeah. All right, a few more facts about these famous burger and fast food joints, and then it's time for you, big dummy. So here's one. That if you were around in 1984, then you will never forget Clara Peller on the Wendy's commercials. Where's the beef? But did you know that Wendy's fired the 82-year-old actress? I did not know. I don't think I knew this. The 1984 campaign was an enormous hit that spawned several sequel ads and even a song, and the phrase eventually became a common expression used when people questioned the substance of an idea, event, or a product. To capitalize on this success, Prego hired Clara Peller in 1985 to appear in an ad for their tomato sauce, in which the actress claimed to have finally found the beef. Wendy's, of course, didn't take that too kindly, so they immediately fired the 82-year-old actress. I do not remember the Prego commercials, but that's pretty clever.
But they don't got beef in Prego, do they?
Oh, yes, they do. I mean, you can get it with beef. You can get it with mushrooms. You can get it with onions.
That seems weird.
No, it's jarred spaghetti sauce has had beef in it for like 80 years.
Like bits of beef?
Yes.
Oh.
How do you not know?
I think I just block those out of my view.
Yeah.
Because that weird. I don't want to eat meat from a jar. I'll add it. It's fine.
Yeah. But no, you can get it with mushrooms. You can get it with beef. You can
That's,
get it with all
yeah,
kinds, all
no,
kinds of
I've
stuff.
Seen with mushrooms, but
yeah.
Beef.
Yeah. Even Paul Newman's own has a beef spaghetti sauce. I can't believe you're just finding this out.
I just that kind of ugh.
No, it's been around for ages, man. Ages. The In-N-Out Burger has been doing drive-ins longer than anyone else has. Did you know that?
No.
America's first fast food drive-thru opened in 1947 at a joint called Red's Giant Hamburg in Springfield, Missouri. The very next year, In-N-Out opened one of their own, then Red's closed in 1984, and In-N-Out officially became the record holder. You ever had an In-N-Out Burger, Dan?
No, can't say that I have.
Esmeralda?
I have, yes.
Oh, they're good, man.
They are delicious, yeah.
They're good.
I don't like their French fries. They're dry.
I'm not a big fry guy in general.
You know, like matchsticks.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't even remember if I had I'm not a big fry guy. Like, I know people who get, like, the extra large fries and, you know, get McDonald's and stuff. I'm not a big fry dude. French fry. I mean, I like things that are fried, of course. I'm not a savage. So, all right. And then finally, Esmeralda, guess what the oldest fast food burger chain is?
White Castle.
You are correct.
Thank you.
I don't have a ding. I have this. But you got it right, so I can't do that. I can do this.
Hi, I'm Carrie Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
I just like to hear that. Oh, I know this one. Here, I'll ask you the question one more time, and then we can do it properly. Hey, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the oldest fast food burger chain?
White Castle?
Oh, good for you.
There you go.
Very good.
Christian Bale congratulates you. The first White Castle was opened in Wichita, Kansas in 1921 by Walt A. Anderson and Billy Ingram, making it the very first fast food burger chain in the United States. At the time, Americans were still hesitant to eat ground beef because of the horrible sanitation standards exposed by Upton Sinclair in his novel The Jungle. Because of this, White Castle's founders insisted the interior of their restaurants be small, completely covered in stainless steel, and staffed by workers wearing impeccably spotless uniforms. And for the record, the first McDonald's wouldn't open for a full 19 years. So there you go. So that explains why everything is stainless steel in a White Castle. I just thought it was easier to wipe up the vomit from all the drunks who come in. All right. Well, there you go. A few fast food facts for you. That was now. How did you know that, Esmeralda? That White Castle was the oldest.
No, I just was thinking the look.
Yeah.
Of it.
Yeah.
And it seems like the ones they've remodeled look old timey.
Yeah. It definitely has that feel to it.
Yeah. So I was thinking, well, that seems pretty old.
Yeah. And it has like one of the reasons why it seems like it's old. It definitely has like a cafeteria feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you walk in, it feels like you've walked into, like, a cafeteria, high school cafeteria or something. The stainless steel and the glass all over the place.
Man, I want White Castle.
I can't do it, man. I love them. I can't. Don't watch Harold and Kumar then, Esmeralda.
Chicken rings.
You know how the last 15 minutes are of that movie. I don't know if I've ever been hungrier after a movie than that one. Like especially just for White Castle. The last 10 minutes of that movie is ridiculous.
They don't even show them. Like throughout the movie, you know?
I know.
It's just the thought, because we all know.
Yeah. Yeah. We all know the smell. We all know the texture.
You say White Castle and immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Just images.
I remember when sliders were considered a slam. They used to call them sliders. Like, yeah, let's go get some sliders. That was an insult because they would slide through your system. That's why they call them sliders. Very quickly, they'd slide through your system. And now sliders are gourmet food. They have sliders at 4-star restaurants now. And there was a TV show called Sliders, but it had nothing to do with White Castle. Dan, did you watch Sliders? Because I know you watched Quantum Leap.
No, I couldn't bring myself to it. I'd just rather watch Quantum Leap.
Yeah. Well, no Bacula. Sliders was Bacula-less. So, wow, say that fast 15 times. All right.